folks, welcome to the Shitstorm Podcast with Mark and Mike. And here we talk about the shitstorm of life events, everything from the media, politics, social, economic, anything that deals with the shitstorm that is flung at us each and every day. And here we try to uncover a few golden nuggets in sometimes our contentious debates with each other, and hopefully you can walk away and have a clearer picture on one of these points or two. So today we're going to have a discussion about the Kavanaugh debates, and I'm going to get right into it. Here we go. We're continuing the Kavanaugh debate because yesterday we had a really good one, and we had a in the middle of it. Well, at the end, because we did an hour and 10, Michael.
And, I know.
And my computer froze and lost the whole file. And so I think we're going to attempt to try to do this again. And we brought up some really good points. So you know what always happens every time we debate an issue. You know, it changes. We're not always going to hit the same buttons and maybe be as eloquent. Try to, at least. But we're certainly going to attempt this again today. So I'll give you the floor, Michael, if you want to start and with your opening statement.
So it's not exactly a testimony, but I get what you mean. Fundamentally, as I reflect on the Kavanaugh nomination, confirmation process and everything it's going through, there's been a lot of talk by people, different groups, mostly Republican, but not just, that talk about the last minute springing of the Dr. Ford accusations and then hence a couple of other more women after the confirmation hearing, but before confirmation vote. And they call it dirty pool. And I say, so what? You know, the Republicans held off Merrick Garland for 9.5 months. If they had done it when it was 100 days closer to the election, I mean, when the election would be 100 days away, maybe that'd be a little bit more reasonable. But they did it for purely the reason they wanted to keep a liberal off the court. The Democrats are doing the same thing today by trying to block the Dr. Kavanaugh nomination. Although the truth of the matter is the Republicans had no legitimate reason except pure politics to do it. If it turns out that Dr. Ford is correct, then that's a legitimate reason to keep him off the court. And even senators like Jeff Flake and, you know, others say so. So that being said, the fact that if the allegations are true, when they come out is far less relevant than the fact that they do come out. If there happens to be a political motivation behind it, so what? There's a political motivation behind holding a nominee up for almost a year. So that argument holds very little water with me because this is a lifetime appointment. If he gets delayed a week or two or three, it's a lifetime minus those previous 3 weeks that he would have sat on the bench. So it's not really very important as in the scheme of things as it goes. So then I think about his testimony, which I was embarrassed to watch. I have to reflect on. He was combative and weepy. He was well-trained by the White House. He was rude. In fact, he was so rude, he had to come back after a break and apologize to the senator for being rude. It was that bad. I don't know if you watched it, but it was that bad, you know. And so he may have become more credible in the eyes of some of the Republican members of the Judiciary Committee, but not really any of the Democrats, and actually probably less so because Jeff Flake then called for an investigation when before his testimony, it was an unfettered endorsement. So it doesn't appear that his testimony actually helped him. It appears that it was the opposite. And then he says, well, my reputation is going to be ruined for the rest of my life. Well, that's only true if you're guilty. If you're innocent, your reputation will be just fine because you know what? Anybody can be accused of a crime. If you're innocent, it will come out. If you're guilty, it will come out. So there is absolutely no loss of reputation until after a full and thorough investigation is completed, which brings me to my next problem, which is the FBI investigation, where the White House has said that they can't really even go back and get Mark Judge's employment record to see if he worked at that Safeway right around the time Dr. Ford said he did, because that would corroborate his testimony. What possible harm? And let me ask anybody listening, if somebody said, when I was 16 years old, I was a dishwasher at an Elias Brothers Big Boy in Royal Oak, Michigan, at Woodward in Normandy. There, you can find it. It's a piece of cake. I don't care. I did nothing wrong. And if that helps corroborate something else in my life, fine. I don't know why in the world they would try to stop that piece of information from coming out, other than it corroborates Dr. Ford's testimony, which then indicts that of Brett Kavanaugh. There's no other path that follows from that. So, you know, and then going on to his, as Matt Damon very funnily put it, very on Saturday Night Live, his creepy calendar, he's using terms like boofing, which means, by the way, it's a way of consuming wine and beer, but it isn't through the mouth. It's from, you know, men, there's only really one other way. Devil's Triangle, he knows what it means. It's two guys and one girl, has been forever, since before I was in high school. The four Fs, I'm not even going to say it on air, but we know what that means as well, and so did he. And when he said it was, you know, what was her name, his friend, Renata Alumnius, that's a slut-shaming term, and it's been a slut-shaming term for him to put them on his calendar and say he doesn't know what they mean, to say Ralphing meant that he threw up because he had a sensitive stomach, when people, witnesses that they can't interview in the FBI report or investigation, have all claimed he threw up in the back of his friend's car. These, they're not trying to get to the truth. They're trying to give certain Republican senators a whitewash of the fact that this is a very shit guy who doesn't deserve to be on the Supreme Court. His judicial record is impeccable. Bill Cosby's acting record was impeccable. The priest who molested boys, their church service was impeccable. They all happened 30-some-odd years ago. So why is her coming out now with this such a horrible thing? The women who obviously came out recently against Bill Cosby, and he's now a convicted sexual predator, violent sexual predator, after 30-some-odd years, seems okay. So why is it that when it comes to a Supreme Court justice, this is not okay when Bill Cosby gets a lifetime appointment too? It just happens to be the state of Maryland or Pennsylvania, because he'll probably die in prison. But anyways, so why is it so bad? The only thing that Republican friends of mine stand on is it was so late in the process of trying to hold up his confirmation. To that I say congratulations, because if it works, then I'm extremely happy, because they have very little tools. The filibuster rule was taken away, although Mitch McConnell made it a filibuster. Reid did not.
Go ahead.
So as I was saying, I do think that from a background point of view, legal background point of view, he has the correct legal background to be considered for the Supreme Court. I don't think he has. Again, I'm premising this on the fact that if the investigation were real, what I should say, if there's anything turns up, then he doesn't. They're trying to hamstring that. Again, I can't see why they wouldn't be allowed to get to get Mark Judge's employment records when he was 16 years old. That I gave mine. I'm sure you would give yours. I can't think of any reason why they don't want to let him go after that, except one. So I think that we have to be very careful with putting somebody on a lifetime appointment. And there are plenty of other conservative judges that were on the list that Trump had that he could pick from that would still tilt the court the same way. I don't know why they're going hell-bent for leather. I don't know why they're going to die on this hill if they do. I don't know why they need to do that. Integrity in the selection process is almost as critical as the nominee himself. And thank you for letting me finish.
Okay, good. Now I'm gonna have my turn at this.
Yes, sir.
So I love how the left, and I'm not gonna say just it's Michael, but Michael certainly is representative of that and takes the philosophy and his arguments are based on the doctrine that this is the left and I'm on the right. So I will say that the left likes to exaggerate details and make loose connections when there are none. And I'll go into it here in a moment. So, yes, we both know that politics is being played out here. You'd like to go back to Merrick Garland to justify an eye for an eye. And that might be so. That is the dangerous game of politics we're playing here. But my statement on this would be that the left is way more insidious than the right is. Because as even Brett Kavanaugh says, this became something that's about advise and consent becomes search and destroy. The left really wants to destroy. They do it so maliciously, and they do it with intent, and that happens in pretty much all things that they touch and want to get near. We're talking businesses. We're talking institutions. So here we're talking about an individual. And so what's the basis of this? So we have the basis of an accusation. And what's the left, especially like Gillibrand and Mazie Hirono, believe women, believe us, which is completely immoral and a jackass statement. It's almost the same as saying, hey, believe in men. And so what's happening is like when you have the left takes it as truth, and then you have Matt Damon doing his stuff, is because they really believe this is truth, that she's telling the truth, and she might be telling the truth in some way, form or another, which I think that if they're going to do a full investigation, which they are, you should investigate her. Her psychological background, her psychological stability, everything. Because what we have with Brett Kavanaugh is we have testimony from people he's worked with, testimony of his long distinguished career that vouch for his character, his honesty and integrity. Do we have the same coming from the left? No. You have someone come out with an accusation, and the idea is that this is truth and this person is shit, that Brett Kavanaugh is a horrible person. And you want to go back to his high school days and judge the guy. Now, I'm not one to judge someone going that far back. I really am not. You know, if he did what he did, that's not a good thing, and I agree. That is aberrant, and he abused his power, and he should be convicted as such. That is right. But to go back and say, well, Devil's Triangle is, we know what it is. No, it's a quarters game. Even Urban Dictionary says that. So you can debate the theatrics of what these games are, the alumnus, which he says, no, she was one of us, is a dear good friend. And he emphatically stated that. And I take that word for it. Why? Okay, so he's up there giving his testimony. You go, well, he was weepy and he was belligerent, or he was angry and his temperament was off. And justifiably so, man. I mean, the guy is defending his life here against an accusation. Again, a freaking accusation. Believe in women? No, I believe in evidence. Evidence. That's how this works. It's not someone is guilty and then he's presumed guilty and then we have to prove him innocent. No, it's the other way around. That's how it works. And the left is wanting to change this narrative to be that case. And be very warned, everyone out there, that this is what the left wants to do. They are pernicious and they are wanting to change this dialogue to make it seem as if this guy is enemy number one. This guy, yeah, he's defending his life and family and reputation. He has sworn statements from women. The guy, he even said, he goes, I've done more in my life to forward the careers of women justices in my office than probably anyone else. That's huge. That speaks to the guy's integrity. Now, if he's a sexual predator, if he does this stuff, like most psychologists say, yeah, there's usually a trail that continues. We're in high school. Okay. Say some of this did occur, even though the new accusation now, someone came out, well, you know, he was a bad drinker in high school. Look, man, I'm not judging the guy for high school for his drinking behavior.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I understand, but this gets lapped into the layer of narrative that the left is just using as arsenal. See? It's like saying, see, look. No, the signs are there. See, look. It's here. And that is so horrible. What else?
Well, so let me jump in here for just a second. Couple things you said. First of all, you characterize virtually everything in this as left versus right. Which is wrong. You talk about the left being pernicious in business, and we're talking about Judge Kavanaugh. So if you want to bring the left in and have a general left versus right, the good or bad of either side of the political spectrum, I'm happy to do it. I can point to incredibly low, suck-ass things about the right, such as nominating pedophiles and Nazis to run for Congress. I'm not doing that because it has nothing to do with this particular conversation. So we should probably leave that out or bring it all in, number one. Number two, this isn't a criminal investigation, so there is no presumption of innocence or guilt. This is a job interview. And it's a political one. So to sit there and imply that the left has a political agenda, gee, that is just shocking as hell. But it is not a criminal process. So there is no presumption of guilt, just to be clear. It is a political one designed by the Constitution, which specifically makes it not a presumption of innocence. That's number two. Number three, Dr. Ford wanted an investigation by the FBI before she testified. If they had done that and found nothing on him or found something on her, there would have been no testimony, no destruction of character, no nothing else. She's the one who wanted that. It was the Republican White House who said no. It was a Republican Judiciary Committee who said, we don't want an investigation. It's a current Judiciary Committee and White House that has said, we're limiting the investigation. Give me one good reason. Please give me one good reason why they cannot go back and look at Mark Judge's employment record at Safeway in the summer of whatever summer it was. I don't remember, 83 or whatever the hell it was. Give me one good reason why we can't do that.
And what would that prove? That he worked there?
it would prove her, it would give credibility to an element of her story. But what? But be by the way,
but he worked there, and she walked in. Okay.
Okay, but why won't they let him? Why won't they let them get that employment record? They could then talk to his manager, say, did the guy ever miss work because he was drinking? He lied. He said he didn't drink. We know he drank. That's lying under testimony. He's not a choir boy here, Mark. He's not – just because he says
he didn't lie in the testimony. He said he drank. He didn't lie to that.
No, but if he drank to the point where he got blacked out drunk, then he lied because he said he didn't do that. So, you know, there are things here that matter. I'm not going to judge people for – I smoked pot when I was in high school. I used to skip a class, go out to the trees, and smoke pot with my friends. Okay? Does that disqualify me for anything now? No, that in and of itself. But if I tried to sexually molest a woman while in the trees doing it, that might be a very different story, which I did not, period. Nobody will ever come forward and say I did. So you're trying to go off – and not only are you trying to completely discredit the, as you call it, the left, which is not the purpose of this, but I'm happy to make it one. But more importantly, it strays from the basic discussion, which is whether or not he's fit. And the fact is, each party is using its political tools that they have, which is should not be surprising to you. And the fact that it is surprising to me. And you're a minority party and there's no filibuster, then you have to use whatever tools you get.
So when you're you're saying this is not about left and right, it certainly is.
It's about the court being conservative or liberal, but it's not a political discussion.
So
it's
you're not saying that none of these ideologies are overlapping into the philosophy of the left. So when they
What I told you is this, Mark.
What?
If he's qualified and these accusations are incorrect, I think he should be voted in. Even though I don't agree with his politics,
yep.
Because he's qualified. No. This is the big difference. Merrick Garland was 100% qualified, was never given a chance. He's at least given a chance. Talk about pernicious politics. You know, it's much more pernicious to say, fuck you, we know you're completely qualified, but we're not even going to give you a chance, dude, than to say, oh, yeah, we're qualified, but there's this stain. Let's rectify that. Let's clear it. Which is worse?
Well, which is worse?
You want to easily
here's what's worse. What's worse is yes, they were playing politics against Merrick Garland. I don't dispute that. They're both doing it.
Was about the tilt of the court. That's what this is about.
And it's about
About business. It's
the tilt
not about
of the court.
Canada.
Yes. So
it's
here's
not about
so here's the, here's the, here's where the left they want the tilt of the court
again,
is they
you gotta
just,
be you should, really should say no, here's where his opponents are because there are people who would consider themselves independents, many of whom I know do not identify as left, cannot stand the guy. This is not just a Democrats, man. It's not. You see those marches in Washington, D.C.?
No, what's being used as left and right here is the fact that you're putting an accusation, a woman's accusation over.
No. What you're saying
– No,
you
this
said,
is – this is you can't
ignore
this.
When you say the word left, you mean Democrats and you mean far left
and
liberals.
Yeah, well, left, liberal, Democrats, correct.
But many independents are – in fact, Lisa Murkowski's an independent and she's not sold on this, okay? There are plenty of people.
I don't.
Are,
you can give me one or two independents that are involved in this game, but the ideology that is put forth here is a very leftist movement. It is here we go. So let's go back on something you said.
Yeah, do you want to have a left-right political discussion on this first? We can.
You can't have it without it overlapping, Michael. Just saying that it's just political is absolutely insane.
If you realized what I said, I never once except said the right mostly and Republican sometimes. Every other word out of your mouth is the left, and it's impugning an entire political system, but it should not because you know what? And again, I don't – either we're going to have this discussion or we're going to have a different podcast. But if you're going to have a discussion on Judge Kavanaugh, we've already acknowledged there's politics in it. So by that definition, it's a political. You do not need to say what the left does and people on the left this. We've already acknowledged that this entire process is coming from the Democrats and many independents who do not want to see the court tilt to this far right as conservative.
Yes, but they're using leftist ideology and speak.
Doesn't
that
matter what? We've already submitted it's political, so can we move on from that?
Yes, but how could you have a discussion if I can't bring in the fact that
– well, wing ideology.
When you're exploiting a woman for an accusation. Well, okay. So, but the Democrats are seizing hold. Here's where the Democrats
again
favor. Hold on. Let me
seized hold of a calendar.
Hold on a second. Before
yes, man.
So the Democrats, what they like to do, they'll take an issue say, with women's rights. They're I'm trying to get this out. You interrupted my thought on this one. Because the Democrats always like to be come across as the protector of the oppressive. We are the ones. We're going to help you, the victims of our life. And they see and they're seizing this opportunity right now with Blasey Ford. She is the victim here, and it is a young angry white male. It's the same narrative that is being played out on the political form as it is in social forms. And to say it's not that it's overlapping, Michael, how can you even say that's not the case?
Okay, so you have Trump going in and claiming to want to take care of people, and he's going to fix health care because Obamacare was the worst thing ever and replaced with the most wonderful, beautiful thing, and prices are going to go down. So what does he do? He gets rid of the mandate, which is the equivalence of saying you only have to insure healthy people. Entire counties are losing providers. The number of uninsured is going up. And you know these uninsured people? They're not wealthy. They're not Midwestern farmers. He decided to talk about a narrative. I'm going to help the farmers. I'm going to be the best guy ever. He imposes tariffs. The Chinese respond with soybeans, accusing the Chinese of being political, and borrows $12 billion from them so that he can pay farmers for their lost soybean production. He raises taxes and deficits to the point where he said Obama should be impeached because of the deficits. And he said Obama is horrible because he plays golf. In 1 year, he played more golf than Obama. So talk about a narrative. The narrative of the Republicans currently is, we're going to help the working guy. I'm Trump. I'm going to break the system. I'm going to drain the swamp. His cabinet is made up almost entirely of billionaires. His Secretary of Education owns an adoption center that is processing most of the kids that are at the border. He has 13,000 children in cages when he's violating a court order.
By the way, Obama did the same thing. Those pictures were taken.
No, Obama,
from Obama
didn't. And
yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was proven.
Okay, Mark.
Hey, even Glenn Beck reported this in 2004.
Glenn Beck can stick his finger in his ass and suck it
after. He actually reported this in 2004.
Say something like that.
But
get the article.
If you want,
put it out here, and I'll put it. Mark,
so
you get it.
You want it?
Yes, I want you to get it. I want to see where 13,000 kids were at the border under President Obama.
So he said in 2004 he reported this to the news, but nobody wanted to hear it, that they were in cages under Obama.
Let me finish my point. So, you're going to get the article or not. Just talking over me doesn't make yours. So then – so then Trump has this. Trump is credibly accused of violating 19 or 17 women. Okay, you say, well, the American public knew what they got. Still doesn't make it not a crime. Don't give me this narrative on the Republicans. They used to be the family values. They're voting for a serial sexual assaulter, narcissist, man boy, tax cheating idiot who, I'm going to get off this, but I will say one thing. It's incredibly hypocritical to say the deficits are going up $1.5 trillion and not get paid back, maybe in the future, but there's no proof of that given past trickle-down economics to make that the case. Okay, I got it. I'll look at it. But again, you're talking about narrative. You want to make the Democrats out to be bad and the Republicans out to be choir boys.
Hold on. I didn't say that. Hold on. Oh, whoa. Let's be clear. I didn't say Republicans are choir boys. I didn't say that. I'm saying that I'm pointing out exactly what the left is doing.
Okay. Well, but point out what the right is doing then too.
That's your job, man. I'm not taking both points of views here.
As far as Glenn Beck goes, I will not accept Glenn Beck as a legitimate news source. I'm sorry. There's got to be something better than Glenn Beck. Because Glenn Beck has been discredited. In fact, he actually lost the right to say his show is a show. He can't get a new gig. Nobody wants to listen to him. He's a lunatic.
No, actually, it's not. You're painting the picture. I wasn't always a fan of Glenn Beck, but
I'm
that's not.
Michael, we
gotta have a conversation. You're gonna let me have a conversation here. Okay, because he's not. Look, I mean, I'm not going to get into the merits of Glenn Beck, but you're kind of going to have to hear him. Even Time magazine put him as one of the three. I mean, he was one of the most important men, but then he changed. He changed a few things, and then he got fired from Fox, and so that was okay. He's got his own. He was more successful on his own, creating his own stuff than he was.
He's bankrupt.
No, he's not.
Not him personally.
He's fine. No, he's not. See, is what the right. Oh, hey, he's bankrupt. He's horrible. He's discredited. He was fired. He's horrible. Here's the left. Here's the left. He's the strong voice.
I'd say he was horrible because you're basically saying this article here does not prove. It doesn't even say much. It certainly doesn't prove anything. There's no references. There's absolutely no pictures. There's no timeline. There's absolutely nothing here except Glenn Beck told him that in 2014 there were kids in cages. This is the least impressive article that you could have possibly come up to me with. I mean, the least, because it's actually irrelevant. And more importantly than that, it's without any attribution whatsoever. So that's Glenn Beck. He says shit. He went around Rockefeller Center one time. I watched it, trying to point out all the communist symbols on the decorations in the stone of Rockefeller Center, built by Rockefeller, who's probably the world's biggest fucking capitalist. Okay, I don't see this one coming into my Skype.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go down that road. We're on Kavanaugh here, so let's stick to it. I think you're actually wrong. He actually made the case. You go research it yourself. Anyone can do the same. And he talks about it today, and he was on, I think, the Rubin Report, and he was talking about it. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Nutcases, as far as I'm concerned.
Nutcases. He doesn't come across as a nutcase, and I have to admit, I listened to the guy, and I never did, and
Limbaugh doesn't come across as a nutcase. He's a nutcase, too. He claims all kinds of shit. What's the guy who they don't let him on the news anymore?
That's because Alex Jones, but don't put them in there. They're completely different. Completely
different.
Except
they're equally as stupid. Okay. I listened to Rush Limbaugh one time talk about evolution and the Big Bang Theory, and because I was in a car being driven to this appointment, and the driver was a Rush Limbaugh fan. I said we changed that shit, but I thought I'd listen to it. Every single thing that Rush Limbaugh said about the Big Bang Theory and evolution was factually incorrect, but nobody reported that in the media. They listened to him just because he says it. If Rush says it, it's got to be, in my opinion, false. Same thing with Glenn Beck. The guy hasn't spoken a decent, intelligent word in his life. So anyway, everybody marks.
Yeah,
right.
That's actually untrue. He was just talking about how now that you just made a huge aspersion on the guy, and that's not true. You can't do that.
I have a right. Yes, I can.
Yes, you have a right, but it's not true.
It may be true.
It's not.
You say it isn't. I say it is.
I understand, but I can give you point by point.
Mark, why don't we let people who are intelligent enough – see, this is going to turn people off to our podcast, this kind of shit, because it's off topic and it's unimportant. Everybody in their right mind can go look up Glenn Beck and see whatever he has to say. Anybody can go look up Rush Limbaugh and make their own decision. They can look up but you cast aspersions on everybody. You name two senators. Yet I named two journalists, and I'm somehow bad for casting aspersions against them, but you're not. And that's also unfair. So if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'd prefer not to do it. I said, if you want to make this a political discussion, we can do that. But this is about Judge Kavanaugh, not the tactics of the left, not the tactics of the right. We've acknowledged it.
Yeah, brought up a point, and I said someone else brought up a point. But if you don't like Glenn Beck and you think he's horrible – the fact that he reported this in 2014 is something significant to understand, whether that you believe him or not. So
people should look that point up. I'm not going to. I read what you sent me, and it was nonsense. People can look it up.
I just sent you another one from Politico.com. You could check that one out. Let's go back to Kavanaugh. Yeah. So again, we're reiterating the fact that this was an accusation, and the Democrats are saying, well, we were doing this for justice and we want to know the truth. When actually, no, their whole ideology behind this has been, as Chuck Schumer said, and anyone should go listen to what's his name? Just give me a sec.
I'll help you out.
Should go listen to Lindsey Graham on his closing statement and want to get the whole gist of how this all played out.
He was an angry white man too, but that's okay.
An angry white man. See, there it is. That's very, very leftist. That's the left I can say.
Is he angry? Yes.
Was he angry? How about passionate? I'm going to be an angry white guy and say. So, yeah, and that's bad. You're an angry white man. What if he's
– I said it was bad. I just said he's an angry white man yet too.
Yes,
he said, that's so left.
And here's the left, the angry white man. And I think an actress came out and said the same thing about Brett Kavanaugh. He was an angry white man.
But it doesn't matter. It's still a factual statement. There's nothing not factual about
realize, that. Do you realize what that statement does? You're like, it's a factual statement. Yes, but that is being flung out on everyone from the left. They're angry white men. They're angry, angry. We've heard this litany on different topics all over. And to say angry white man is you're creating a racist statement in a way. That's very pernicious when you're saying he's angry.
I'm a white man, and so I can be an angry white man.
So angry white men?
Can't be. I've been angry before. The fact is, I'm not being racist when I call another white man who's angry, angry white man. There's nothing racist about that at all.
But creating a group of people by
angry,
that.
Huh?
It's doing the same thing. It's creating angry. No, it's like, would you say, you even said this on one of our
angry
podcasts.
African American or angry black man.
No.
Would that be a racist statement if the black man was angry?
If you said it over and over, and if your party says it over and over in other topics, yes. Just like you said, what was it? When it came to he was a white slave owner, or you said he was but that's what's being thrown around from the left is like was it old white men in charge? You know, that's what's coming down. It's like we're trying to destroy the institutions by we got to get rid of these angry white men. We got to get rid of these.
You have to be careful. You did this last time.
This is what's happening.
You keep doing this. You keep accusing me of wanting to destroy institutions. I'm the exact opposite. It's not me who's trying to destroy the DOJ. You need to be really careful. Sitting there, California passed a law that said that women have to be on the board.
Horrible. Horrible.
Well, hold on. Other countries, I think it's France and Belgium, have done it. Do great success. And by the way, you can say it's horrible and you can say it's not. But it doesn't really matter because it is a step towards fairness. And
see, this is it all sounds very good. The left does this. It's fair. It sounds good. We're doing it for people. So we're going to get involved. The government, let's get more involved in businesses. And then where is it going to stop? You know what? We got to get more. We got to get black people on the board. We need Chinese. It's got to be more fair. It has to be inclusive. Michael, it's the same thing. You think it feels good and sounds good, but it doesn't stop. And this is why I have problems with the left.
I have far more corporate experience than you do. So you should, again, be careful. Be very careful about telling me what I feel and think. I'm asking you to stop doing that.
Michael, I'm giving you what the left is doing.
You think it feels good.
Yes, but this is...
Don't know what I think, Mark.
Michael.
Don't know what I think on this subject. You shouldn't say you do. You don't know what I think on this subject. So I would appreciate it if you would.
Let's be clear. When I say you, I mean more of your ideology and where it comes from and the left. And because
Michael, you, that's pretty. That's the pronoun to the to the noun.
So if when you come up with these,
you should said Michael. One often feels good because that's the non-associative pronoun.
So when you, Michael. Take the ideology like, well, this is a good thing for women. It creates equality. Yeah, but it's equality of outcome. It's not equality of opportunity.
Let me say, Michael, you think this is a good thing for women? I say yes. Instead of you answering why I think so,
here's the thing. Here's where I probably the distinction is difficult. Because you bring up sort of sound bites that the left says in many different corners of the world, corners of topics when you say, well, angry white men. I hear that a lot. I hear that in Hollywood. I hear it in the newspapers, especially on the left, that want to point a finger to these longstanding institutions of people at the top, I guess. And so when you say angry white men, you're creating a bias by saying that. You're contributing to the bias and to that contention to people.
So let me ask you a question to that point. Why did a bunch of old white Republican senators sitting in the Judiciary Committee choose to have a woman come in and interview Dr. Ford, and the Democrats did not? And further to that point, why did Lindsey Graham, as the only Republican senator, not yield his time to her if it wasn't about the optics of a bunch of old white men sitting in judgment?
Say that again. So you're asking me the first question. Why did the Republicans bring in a female?
You haven't answered a previous question. I want to know before
that's the first question you asked.
First question is, why shouldn't the FBI be allowed to go after Mark Judge's employment records?
When would that question come in there?
I said it earlier, and you never answered it. And I'm sorry, but I really want an answer to that question. I gave my employment
So why record. Did the – why did – who stopped
why
the FBI?
Why would they allow it?
Okay. This must be new. I didn't know this was happening today. I mean, they're talking to Mark Judge, part of the investigation.
Yeah, it's happening today. I'll give it to you. I'll give you this. I'll quote with attribution the exact place to have it happen.
So you're going to your left-leaning CNN,
I'm
right?
going to an attributed site, which means it has positive public attributions. It wouldn't matter if it was Fox News or if it's CNN.
This is new news that they're not going to the Safeway. Well, I mean, I can't answer that. I don't know anything about it. I can't have that conversation.
It's the assumption it's true. If you for the sake of argument, it's true.
Maybe they got a few more days to go down that road.
The White House is restricting it.
Hold on.
But let's just go wide.
Yeah, even Lindsey Graham said, yes, even Mark Flake, who recommended this. Jeff Flake. They're they have a week, so they're restricting what they're doing.
Getting an appointment shouldn't be a tough one.
But
it's a piece of paper.
If they go to Mark Judge and they're investigating him, maybe they already talked to him and they have no need to go there. So we don't know. But if you want to make the blanket statement saying, well, look what's happening already. And this is what I want to say.
No, don't go back on the strategy.
No, I'm not going back. This is what I think is going to play out. So we're going to find out
what's going on here. Hold on. Oh, what? That's me. I'm sorry.
So let's keep cooler heads, Michael, because I don't want to lose.
Yeah, but let me turn this off. Wait, I want to turn this video off.
What video?
It's listening in the background. Hold on, stop. There we go. Okay, I accidentally started a video.
Okay, so I think this is what's gonna play out, and it's starting. The narrative's starting to go that way. My theory is, or my prognosis of the. So two things are gonna happen. At the end of this investigation, either one, they're going to find out that he did commit a sexual misconduct, and he's going to lose his nomination, and justice will take its course.
Yes.
Two, what's going to happen is they're going to find nothing.
Yes, that's fine.
And then you know what's going to happen?
Confirmed.
Hold on. This could be more than that. The left is going to say the investigation wasn't thorough enough. They didn't talk to this. It was a sham. It didn't work out. They didn't talk to this.
And again, this is what's going to happen, and it's starting already. If the investigation is allowed to be fair, has the appearance of fair, which typically includes transparency, okay, the way the process works, which I support as the FBI does, gets its scope from the White House and says, okay, we want you to talk to this, and this person. That's very common and also correct. And Trump's White House is doing that appropriately. What's never happened before is saying, no matter what you find out from these people, you can't talk to anybody else, which is what the Trump administration is doing. And so Senator Feinstein has asked a letter from the director of the FBI to let the Senate Judiciary Committee in private know what the scope of the investigation and any limits placed upon thereof. Okay? So if the investigation is conducted as normal, where the White House gives an initial scope and certain things come up and those things – based on the nature of those things, can be further investigated, then whatever comes up. I'm 100% behind it, whether or not, you know, Kavanaugh is found completely innocent of the accusation or not, okay? That's my thinking on it. If you put restrictions on it that says you can only talk to these guys and you can't go get a high school transcript of an employment record, why the fuck not? You know, you can't do this. Oh no, and you can't talk to that person. Well, why not? Okay. Then it becomes very questionable. Should it be a witch hunt? No, I don't want to use that word. Should it be a fishing expedition? No, it should not. Brett Kavanaugh deserves a reasonable, restricted, confined investigation.
Well, I got you. So let's be clear. It doesn't seem as if the White House is impeding the FBI investigation. But we don't know that, so we can't make any aspersions to that at all. So we just know what's happening and we have to deal with the results, and that's okay. I want to find out. We're having conversations in the meantime trying to figure out, well, what if they're doing it? We just don't know what stage they're in. There's too many unknown variables to have that. But I don't want to contribute to the commentary, which is probably going to occur if they find nothing, which is the people on the left.
Forget the left. People on the right, too. If the people on the right
most of the Democrats. It'll be the Democrats.
The people on the right are obstructing the investigation. Now, I'm not saying they are, but I mean, you only talk about the left. Well, okay, the left will call it unfair. Well, what if it is unfair?
Well, you know, if you have – does the right Can they place limits on the FBI's investigation? I didn't know if they can do that.
They can't. No, the White House can. But the question is
– And Trump said he's not doing it, so
well,
let's move on.
Well, but White House said they have. So here's the deal. That's why Feinstein –
Well, they did say they have to limit it to a week. I mean, they can't go down every road.
No, but that's not the point I'm making here at all. They should give to Senator Feinstein and the Judiciary Committee a true scope document, which anybody can do, to see what the actual scope and limits on the investigation are. And those limits and scope limits are either fair or they're not. It's that simple. If the investigation is fair, then I have no problem accepting the results of the investigation, no matter what they are. It is not my hope that Brett Kavanaugh is a sexual predator. Just to be clear, you seem to think that I have this built-in bias and I want him to be guilty ahead of time. That is both wrong and unfair.
Well, don't you think that the position?
Let me go to Gorsuch.
So don't you think? Hold on, but you just missed something. No, forget Gorsuch for now. Because
no,
I didn't like him
at all. But you know what?
Look, you just said something. Hold on, Michael. I want to ask this question. You said there's no bias towards him.
No.
But you told me you believe her.
I do. Okay. But that doesn't mean she's telling the truth.
Do you
it
mean?
Means I believe her.
Gotcha. You
I'm
believe
not
her.
Sitting in a position of judgment.
So you believe her. So when you say.
Right. Believe her. Do you believe her?
Do I believe her? I don't know. I believe that she believes what she says. What?
Do you believe Kavanaugh?
I believe he's truthful. Yes.
Okay, I don't.
You know why?
Because
there's evidence.
No, you want to impeach me somehow.
Hold on.
For believing Dr. Ford.
So if you had Michael, if your son was being accused of.
My son isn't being accused. I'm not going for the Supreme Court. My son isn't going for the Supreme Court.
If your son was in this position and he's being accused and he has letters of recommendation, letters of support from various women, and then one woman comes out from 36 years ago and said he did this, and you're going to go and you listen to the testimony of the person who says that your son supposedly
molested her. Sexually assaulted her. Okay. So the one woman who accused Bill Cosby after 35 years wasn't believed.
See, look, you can't jump like that. You have to stick with it.
No, you do. People, when they make an accusation, when somebody stands up and makes an accusation under oath to the FBI, they should be given the credibility, whether it's a man or a woman, they should be given the credibility of being believed. And an investigation should ensue because, one, they committed perjury and they should go to jail, or the other person committed a crime and they should go to jail. Dr. Ford has gone under oath and sworn it. She's done a polygraph. She sat in front of the FBI. She called for an investigation before. She did not want to testify before there was a full investigation. The Republicans said no.
No, the Republicans supported her.
She wanted an FBI investigation before she testified.
Well, they did six prior to that.
Still doing it now. They're still doing the investigation.
Yes,
they fucked it up. They should have had the investigation first.
So the FBI, the Republicans fucked it up when they did. There were six that were already done, and then he's being confirmed and just about to pass. And then they want this new investigation because, as I said earlier, their strategy is to delay and delay, delay, delay.
It's fucking shocking. No, but just like I have multiple licenses, Notary Public I've had. I've had a broker's license, real estate licenses, two real estate licenses, multiple states. I have other licenses. Every time I've gotten a license, even though they were done within weeks of each other, I had another full DOJ and FDOJ or CDOJ investigation into me. And there's a reason for that.
Right.
Because it can happen in a couple of weeks, or it could have happened before they didn't know about. It is not just me. That's the way everything works.
I understand. But
so then why not have another investigation?
Yeah. Why not have another investigation?
They already are. So they actually gave in to the point.
They gave in limited in scope. But you keep.
But they could have done that before.
Michael
testified.
Michael, you got to calm down.
I am calm.
No, you're not. You're talking over every time I want to have a conversation with you. Just cool down. Cool out a little bit. All right. We're not going to save the world by these conversations. So let's just be clear on that. Look, I keep going back to the fact that this was happening. This is all about a delay tactic. They're using politics. Yes, and so the Republicans do the same thing. I understand. I think this is a little more insidious, especially when they're going, they're doing a character assassination against this guy, and that there's a lot of support against believing a person. I mean, you have.
But it could be true. You acknowledged earlier it could be true.
It could be true. And there's no doubt it could be true. Absolutely, it could be true. But the fact is, we're accepting it as true before it happens.
That's why we're having an investigation. That's why
I understand, but many on the left, I mean, I heard these investigations.
You believe Kavanaugh.
Many
on the right believe Kavanaugh. That doesn't matter.
Yes, because look. Why do I believe Kavanaugh? Because he has evidence. Because he has support. He has.
You know why I believe Dr. Ford?
Why?
She had no reason to come forward. There were other names besides Kavanaugh that they could have chosen.
No, she had no reason to come forward.
But the bottom line is this. You have your reasons for believing, and those are so goddamn choir boy and ironclad that you believe them, and you should not be questioned or impeached. However, I believe her because I just believe her story, so therefore I'm a left-wing wingnut who's willing to destroy a man's reputation. You know what? He might have destroyed her life. So your position is not so noble.
First of all, he didn't destroy her life. She has a pretty good one, apparently, right?
Well, but if he did what she did, that doesn't matter. People who've been sexually assaulted have good lives. There's a lot of actresses who make millions of dollars who were sexually assaulted by Weinstein. That's a non sequitur, man. That doesn't follow, and it's wrong to just say. So the bottom line is, you're not a choir boy and you're not noble because you believe a guy who has some level of evidence, and I am not wrong, nor am I particularly noble because I believe a woman's story. This is why.
So you said earlier this is not a court of law. So I understand that it's not a court of law. It's a judicial process.
It's not a copy of you.
I get it, Mike. It's not it's a judicial process. But the fact that you're like, well, in this case, he is guilty until presumed innocent. But we gotta not do that.
I did not say that.
But
I said there should be an
investigation. You said it was okay. It basically
should be believed.
So I'm gonna, but you have basically said it was okay that we're doing that because it's not the court of law, which is why you defended that point when I said that he's right now he's guilty until presumed innocent, and that's the way it's been going about, and the Democrats grilled him that way, and I agreed this is the highest court of the land, he should be grilled pretty hard, but it was pretty obvious to me the guy comes forward with letters of recommendations, women's support. And then you have one person that comes in with an accusation, and you believed her, and you believe her because it's she came in emotional, it was truthful. I get it. Something happened there. Something was going on. I don't know the details of it. Is she politically motivated? You could say yes, maybe no. I mean, I don't know the details of this person. I don't know anything about her. But you could look up Kavanaugh and pretty much find out what he's been doing over the 36 years. Blasey Ford, I don't know anything about her. And the fact that people want to just go, I believe her, without knowing a single iota what she feels, thinks, that is absurd to me. And
except
so that's dangerous.
Said she would open up her life to the FBI. She agreed to be questioned. She agreed to have a psychological evaluation. She agreed to do all of those things. She agreed.
And remember when the Republicans agreed to come to her, and then she wasn't even told about that. Don't you find that a little surprising?
No. She said she was aware of it. What she said she didn't know was that the scope of what they would do.
Yeah, so they were going to come to her, and she's like, oh, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah,
no, she didn't. Mark,
so Mark, just letting Mark, you know Mark, that.
She did not say that. I watched every minute of the testimony. She said she wasn't aware of when and how that would work. She said she was aware of the offer.
Well, I know Lindsey Graham said there is a supplemental FBI investigation going on about who leaked it, where it's coming from. Why wasn't she notified of this information? So because there's an underlying tactic going on here that we're not privy to, and so I see something else going on here other than this. I don't think that this was her civic duty. I think there's something else motivating this, whether it's coming from her or her lawyers. It seems like it might be her lawyer team. Her team.
Here's what I think. I think if the Republicans wanted to get to the truth, they would just say, look, it's not that hard. Do a private investigation. Turn the results only over to the Judiciary Committee in the White House and be done with it. And they should have done it, and they should have done it.
Well, you're putting the onus on the Republicans. It really was at this point.
No, because they control the committee. They have to ask for it. Mark, that's only because they have to.
But they even said anyone on that side can actually order – An investigation on their own?
They can't. Only the White House can order it. They can ask for it. And they did ask for it, and the White House said no. Let's just be clear. It wasn't until the Republican majority asked for it that the White House said okay.
Yeah, at this late in the game. But they could have done it beforehand.
It doesn't matter late. That's where you keep going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yes, that's important.
No, because it doesn't matter. The truth is the truth, and the truth matters.
Oh, no. Well, hold on a second.
Wait a second. I'm talking about specifically if Mark Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, is a sexual predator or not. Okay, if he's not, then he deserves to be on the court because there's nothing in his judicial record that says otherwise. If he is, or he lied in any of his testimony, then he does not.
Correct.
It's that simple.
But there's a bit of a political circus going on here because
there's a political circus.
Yes.
So was the Merrick Garland thing. It was a political circus. So knock it off about the political circus.
It's important to you, but you say you keep bringing up the point that the Republicans could have done this. Well, the Democrats could have done it in July 30th when they had the letter. So we already know that's the case. So let's
couldn't have done that. Just to be clear, you keep saying that Dianne Feinstein and Cynthia, I guess it's Cynthia Eshoo, got a letter asking to keep it confidential. When that happens, you're an elected representative. You have a reason and an obligation to do so. So unless you can prove that either one of those two women leaked this,
right?
Unless you can prove that, which you cannot. Now the FBI can do an investigation into it. Great, I'm all for it. But unless you can prove it, you cannot. They should have done
that
last July.
Just as you can't prove that those are the rules and regulations, which you love to point out, that you don't know behind closed doors how they can go through and just circumvent that to make it look like it wasn't them. So is there a possibility that Feinstein maybe could have said in private to her staff, "I'm not going to deal with this. You do whatever you want." Maybe said the appropriate words to feign any kind of responsibility, but let it leak out there. It's possible, right?
But anything's possible. But
right.
Again, there's nothing in the history of Dianne Feinstein. Nothing. You can say what you want about her personally.
Well,
but
I think the stakes are really high on this one. You got to agree. I think the stakes are really
high. And if there's somebody leaked it inappropriately, I have no problem with that coming out.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
So, I know. Right. You have no problem that it leaked out because of this.
No. I'm saying I have no problem that the FBI does an investigation who leaked it. And whoever did should be held accountable. That's what I said.
Right. But here's the thing. The political stakes are high for the left. They know they don't want this guy regardless of his qualifications.
Because if he doesn't get appointed, then that means – and the Democrats win in November. That means Trump is not going to get any more Supreme Court justices. None. It's
right.
Justice for
true.
The right, so do not fool yourself.
Yeah, so they're wanting to that's why this big context.
That's why they want to put this through as fast as possible.
No, I got you. So that's where I keep reiterating this big context. The context is they don't want this guy in the Supreme Court. They're doing everything they can to obfuscate and manipulate the information so they can delay this and get it as far as they can, use every iota of their power to keep him out. Now – Am I saying that the right isn't culpable in doing the same kind of tactics under Merrick Garland? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that they were successful, but as I said to you last time, they got it from the Democratic playbook.
Well, it doesn't matter where they got it. It makes no difference. If you learn something from somebody and then you do it and somebody does it because you did it, it doesn't really matter where that thread started. It makes zero difference. That's a ridiculous argument. More importantly, Harry Reid did away with the filibuster for judicial nominees but kept it for the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell is the one who did away with the filibuster for the Supreme Court. So it's not entirely true to say they're following a Democratic playbook. That is not entirely true at all. Second thing is I would say that the Republicans have just as much to lose as the Democrats because if they don't get their conservative tilt on the court, they won't get it, period. So they're fighting with everything they have, trying to limit investigations and limit this and whatever, 5-minute questions and all that stuff. It's politics. I'm not begrudging anybody that you seem to be offended by it. Then you definitely shouldn't go into politics because that's the way the game is played. It's just the way it's played. And people can feign indignance all one likes, but it doesn't change the basic nature of the politics. Also, the last thing I'd say is if Brett Kavanaugh didn't want his reputation ruined or didn't want to investigate it, he shouldn't have accepted the nomination. This is politics. you're going to be scrutinized. Anybody who's run for office knows that. Everything about your life. Trump is the only one who got away with not putting up his tax returns in the last 60 years or 50, whatever it is, since Nixon. And he did it because he was a political neophyte, but he ran his campaign as a genius. And I'll give him that. Well, I think he's a horrible and destructive choice in this country. He won, and he did it in a completely unexpected way. But that doesn't make it right. Just because you can't do something doesn't mean you should do something. Most people, if you don't want – and even Trump's life was torn wide open with his corruption at Trump Towers and his corruption with the Access Hollywood and the sexual accusations from these women. His life was torn open. People didn't seem to care. That's the interesting nature of him, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen to him. It would have killed most people. You know, you got people like Obama who didn't even have a hint of a scandal, yet he was torn apart by the Republicans as being evil incarnate upon this earth. So that's also politics. So don't talk about destroying people's reputations. You know, you don't want to be exposed. You don't want to be investigated. Don't accept the nomination for the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah, well, again, no, Obama's reputation wasn't destroyed.
No, because he's not. He was the most honorable the only president in the history of the Republicans.
Yeah, but I don't think the Republicans are going to the same level as the Democrats are doing here.
You could say that if you want to.
Well,
but, you know.
You could look at what's happening. I don't even have to tell you what's going on.
You can look at it, and we look at it, and there's two different pictures painted.
If Brett Kavanaugh is innocent of this, then
– they should be nominated, then confirmed.
If Brett Kavanaugh is innocent of this – then you will see how the Democrats tried to smear this guy and drag him through the mud. And like he just said, and yes, it is a political process, and he is in the public light. And yes, they're probably going to bring things of his past, but this is horrible what they're doing. I just think it's abominable. But that's just my point of view, and I have a right to say that. So
you do, and I think it's honorable and great. And I hope that if he's found, if he did these things,
look, and if he's guilty,
his reputation is ruined.
If he's guilty, I'd like to. This is the conversation I'd like to have. Like you said, like there was a statute of limitations on it. If there is, then
I found out there's not.
In the state of Maryland, it's not, right? Yeah.
It's not.
So, I mean, that's hard. That's hard to deal with because he would be prosecuted as an adult, correct? Not as
he would be prosecuted as an adult attempting to rape a minor.
Minor. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so usually the statute of limitations is there for a good reason. And I'm not using that to protect him. I'm saying that there's a reason.
Two areas of law where they don't have – very few states have statutes. Sexual assault has a statute, but attempted rape and rape doesn't. So homicide and rape are the two areas that typically do not have statutes of limitations.
Is that right? Okay.
That's in almost every state, not every state.
I understand homicide. You know, it's no statute of limitations to protect anyone from homicide. I get it.
That's how they got Bill Cosby in Pennsylvania. There's no statute on those crimes.
Right, right. You know, again, you know, we go back 36 years. It's hard to know exactly what occurred. I'm not saying that anything I say is not supporting Brett Kavanaugh and what he did. I'm just saying that there's so many details of what happened or what could have happened or what was the circumstances around it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the investigation.
It is not my hope that he's guilty, by the way. And I know you think that I want this to be a purely leftist ploy to keep the Supreme Court. I think it should have had Merrick Garland on it. But again, politics ain't beanbags. But the problem I have with a guy like Brett Kavanaugh is there are other justices who are like – and I go with Neil Gorsuch. He had no – there was nothing that came up on him. Nobody came forward. He's a choir boy. Right? Nothing came up. He's even more left – I mean more right than than Brett Kavanaugh is. I didn't have a single issue with his nomination and confirmation other than I didn't like his politics. But I didn't object even once. Not even once. I didn't say a single negative thing about him except that he got a seat stolen and it wasn't his fault. That's the most negative thing I said about him. There are other justices on the list that could have been picked.
Gotcha.
And should have been picked.
So here's the thing. I think we should close this out because I think we worn it out. I'm kind of a little haggard from this conversation, probably because we were talking about it for 2 days. And
I know.
and we get a little heated under the collar, Michael. And so to our audience, I certainly apologize for that. You know, for talking over. It sometimes gets a little challenging on both sides here. I'm going to close with saying that I see this as either it could be. Look, it's a potential problem, big issue. I think that the fact that the few on the left, Democrats on the left, that are using this as a platform for a social issue, that now there's slogans out there, believe in women, which is completely stupid and immoral. It just keeps snowballing. And then there's very many fanatical groups on the left, I mean, like the Me Too movement, who are just against Brett Kavanaugh because they believe in accusation. And the thing is that we can't believe accusations, folks. We have to believe in evidence, corroborating evidence. And if the evidence comes out against him, and then he's damned and he should be prosecuted, no doubt. But we can't – we're making summary judgments. A lot of people are on both sides, and we can't do that. We have to know what the evidence is first. Do not judge anyone without knowing details. And the both left and right do this. We'll make loose associations, bring out a detail, and then layer it upon another piece of detail and associate that with it without any really strong connections. And that can be dangerous, and that's what both sides do to support their opinions. And so I'm hoping that a few golden nuggets came out of this where maybe you can decipher on your own and maybe see that there's some kind of elements on both sides and make your own decision. Because, you know, we all in the end want truth and justice. And politics, it seems as if that's what they're going after, but it's obfuscated for their own political ends. And they don't always get that. They just use that as they're waving the flag of justice. And I saw that a lot on these panels from various members of the committee, and it's really, really horrible to see. I think it's freaking horrible. It really just makes a mockery of our government and our system. You know, I really want to return back to an age of civility and of decency and those values that we hold dear that really made that you know, we live in a great country. We have a great system of government. Yeah, with its flaws and all, but would you want to live anywhere else? I mean, there's other places around the country that just is, you know, world that are fantastic, but we have a great form of government. We just need to bring back honesty, civility, and decency to each other and a discourse that gets to the truth. And we're hopefully working on the same ends to achieve the same goals. So I hope that was well said, Michael.
It was well said, and I agree with almost everything you said. The issue for me has to do with, and it's not so much the Me Too and believing people. I look in my life and I think, okay, there are people, and I'll only use Bill Cosby very vaguely because he was believed for many, many, many years. These things weren't new. Finally, he wasn't believed because enough people said, wait a second. But that didn't in of itself make him guilty or innocent. And same thing should be true with Brett Kavanaugh. What I don't understand about this is why the only reason I can see an investigation not having taken place earlier is because the last minute. That's not a good reason. And the only reason I think they're limiting the investigation is because if they're doing it improperly scoped, I'm all for it. If they're doing it to, like I said, I don't know why a 16-year-old's employment record couldn't be subpoenaed. I don't get why that is not relevant or why it even matters. It either is there or isn't there. So I see, as you see this, as an attempt by people on the left to do anything at all costs to stop the nomination. I see it on the right as doing anything they can to move it forward full steam ahead after having stolen a seat. I'm with you on the politics. I'm tired of it. I'm nauseous of it. I actually blame Trump, and I wish he were gone. I would rather see Mike Pence in there, which is almost impossible for me to say out loud because Mike Pence at least has a belief in the American system of government and regular order and civility. And he was a senator and he was a representative and a governor. And he has the qualifications and temperament needed to govern, even though I don't agree with his governing philosophy. There's nothing about Trump that shows he either has a temperament, knowledge, demeanor, or anything else. Notwithstanding if people think he's successful or not successful, there at some point success, the price is too high. And so I'm sick and tired of the nastiness in Washington, and I guess I've sunk into that a little bit, hoping that the Republicans lose on this as a partisan issue. But I'm not willing to have them lose at all costs. I'm not going to give up my values. If Brett Kavanaugh is, in fact, innocent of these charges, he deserves to be put on the court because his work background makes him qualified, as did Merrick Garland's. And that's where I draw the problem. Anyways, we need to get back to more civil discourse and more civil time. We did talk over each other, and I, for my part, apologize for that as well. It does get a little heated. disagreeing and having, you know, loud disagreements is not the same thing as disliking someone. And so I reaffirm that I think Mark is a great person. I don't have to agree with him on anything for me to say that unequivocally, and I do. So
I will say that when we started this podcast together, Michael, you certainly had more hair. And I think that
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? That, and that was only 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago.
I think the stress is starting to get to you, man.
Well, I have others in my life as well.
Dude, I'm really just playing with you. I don't even know if that's true. I was just making that comment.
Okay.
I know I certainly am losing it. I can't stand the whole getting older, balding thing. It's certainly tough. Oh, my God.
The only thing you say about getting older that's any good is it's better than the alternative.
You would rather – you wouldn't want to get younger?
No, the alternative is my wife's not getting any older.
I got you. Well, folks, and on that, then we'll end this podcast. And I think there's a I wanted to touch on so many different other grounds especially, but we'll get to it in time. So, folks, please contact us. Michael's going to give you the info, and if you want to come back to us and give us a review and ask us anything, we would love to know what you're thinking.
And I want to thank everybody, too, because we're growing and we had record audiences yesterday and the day before. So thanks for that. So it's www.shtstorm.com, facebook.com/shtstorm, shtstorm podcast on Twitter, and shitstorm podcast on Instagram. Although I think I'm going to make that shtstorm.
You know,
podcast.
Michael, let's put those links in our show notes from now on instead of just saying it, because I think
I think so.
Yeah, it gets kind of I'm like I lose you once you if you stumble. I'm like, okay, where was he? Shtstorm or was it shitstorm? Anyway, so yeah, we're going to put that in the show notes for you, folks.
Yep, absolutely, we'll do that. That's a good idea.
All right, Michael, talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later.